The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler, JT Barrett, A.J. Hoffman, The Blitz, ESPN 97.5 studios here in Houston.
Your mic's not on.
Texas. Is it not on? I hear myself.
No, Chong's mic's not on. I'm just jacking with him.
What's up, AJ? How's it going?
Not much, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
This is your first time in primetime, right?
Yes. I've done Granado and Rahill.
Doesn't count.
Okay.
Who'd you work with that day?
Cam Thomas.
Okay.
I done Unfiltered.
With who?
Cam Thomas.
Have you ever worked with a white person before?
Not a lot.
Oh, boy. Have you ever had an Asian producer?
No.
Mm.
Well, you know what? He did used to produce our podcast.
Jong used to produce The Takeover?
Yes, he did used to come in. Yeah, he used to come in and produce The Takeover.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
How's that podcast doing?
It's actually doing pretty well.
Yeah, you guys, what do? They keep track of podcast listens? Can you do that?
They do, yeah.
Who has more listens, The Takeover or The Rahill Podcast?
I think Rahill gets a good amount of people listening. He said he just broke 20,000 listens.
Have you guys broke that?
I think we're close. Honestly, I know we're in the double digits.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. I got to get there.
Yeah, Rahill says he gets about 1,000 per show.
No joke.
Yeah.
See, now, I'm trying to get bigger than that, though, right?
Okay.
I'm trying to get 10 to 15 a show, 1,000.
Okay. And where are you at now? Like 800?
Probably close to that, yeah.
Okay.
Our live show actually did really well.
Your live show?
Yes.
When did you do a live show?
The Takeover. We did it on our sister station, SB Nation Radio.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
No one listens to that. I hate to break this to you.
Well.
If it comes on 15... John, can we agree if it goes on 1560, no one ever hears it, right?
Listen, can you stop bashing my hopes and dreams?
I mean, listen, everybody's got to start somewhere. I mean, it's a good place to start.
Look, it is.
You should start doing radio at a station where no one will ever hear it.
Why?
I firmly believe that.
Why?
I did the same thing in Austin.
Okay.
When I started in radio, no one listened to my station. It was a dump. No one heard it.
At all. So how did you get recruited here?
Because I got fired from that station. Actually, that's not true. First, I eventually worked at that station long enough to build an audience.
Okay.
Which they had never had. And then they fired me.
For what? What did you say? Because that's the only reason.
It's not
reason
what I said. I got fired for a bit that we did on the air.
Gotcha.
And we had new ownership who did not support us doing bits like that. But long story. Got hired by another station in Austin and did very well there for a long time. And then I got brought here.
Gotcha.
So... But everyone should work at a station to start out where no one's going to hear you.
Well,
going to hear you at 1560. You're like Barry Warner. I mean, you've got the same audience as him. It's not zero.
Well, we were a national show. A lot of people listened.
No, they don't.
I mean, we were getting a lot of input.
Okay.
You're just killing. You're killing our show right now.
Jung, have we gotten any ratings numbers for their national show?
Well, I don't think you can pull ratings for a national show.
I don't think so.
I mean,
either.
Can you pull them for? I mean,
for 1560?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I can tell you what 1560's ratings will be next month. I can tell you right now. I don't even need like any wiggle room. I can tell you the exact numbers. Like the first number, point the second number, and 100%.
You're going to get it.
I'm going to get it right. You ready for this?
Okay. Let's hear it.
0.0. 100%. I'm almost certain. So, no one's hearing your show. I hate to break this to you. But now, today, people will hear you. This is your big shining moment.
Well, I've been on 97.5 before.
Yeah.
So, they've heard me before.
Yeah, but you've never been on this show.
I've never been in prime time like this.
Right.
Okay.
This is like... This is when Eminem shows up at the battle stage in 8 Mile at the end. Like, this is your big moment. There's vomit on your sweater already. I see it's mom's spaghetti. Like, that's the moment we're in right now.
I'm the only...
You ready to drop bombs?
All right, am I the only black guy that you've worked with?
I worked with a black guy yesterday.
Yeah, about that.
Oh, you don't think Jerome's black?
No, I think he's black, but I just think he's OLD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think he represents what I will be representing today.
Okay.
Yeah.
My co-host in Austin, I had two co-hosts in Austin, as a matter of fact. I did a show with two black guys at the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have nothing against Jerome.
You just think he's old.
I just think he's old.
I mean, I work with Fred every day, and he's old.
It's different.
Old black is different than an old white?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, old black, they have these type of ideologies.
Okay.
That they think about and how they go about doing things, right? Like, he's been in this game for a long... Well, he's been in writing for a very long time, right?
Right.
He's good as a writer.
Okay.
Radio?
Oh, you don't think he's good at radio?
It's okay.
Okay.
Honestly speaking, when Fred is out, I honestly believe that you would work better with someone like me or Cam. Instead of bringing in Jerome or bringing in someone else, like, you would work better with me or Cam because you get to ask us questions that you really care about.
Okay.
I don't think getting input about what's going on in black culture right now from Jerome.
Now, I will say this, and that one of our topics today, you asked me yesterday what you should prepare for, and I said I want to know what young black people think about some things. And today you're going to be the Al Sharpton of the show. You're going to speak for all black people today.
Okay.
So when I ask you these questions, it'll be later on in the show.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ask you what you think about this, 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 and this. And I want to know what all black people think about it. So you have to speak for your entire culture.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
I can do that.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, but I can handle the pressure.
Okay.
I'm good with the pressure. I'm all right.
We'll see. We'll see how you hold up under fire. But Jerome, first of all, Jerome's worked in this market for a long time.
Yeah.
Jerome has a name.
Very respectable. And, I don't have a name. So, right. I mean, like, he's
no
already
one knows
bigger
who the hell
than
you are.
Yeah, no.
And Jerome has more experience in radio than you and Cam.
Might be true.
No, that's absolutely true.
Just because you have experience, though, doesn't mean you're good, right?
Wow, I feel like you're coming at Jerome
here. No, I don't want to make it.
Jong, is he saying Jerome's not good at radio?
I don't want to make it seem like Jerome is bad, right?
So was yesterday's show not good?
It's okay. Today is going to be a lot better.
Interesting.
So I wonder if you can pull the ratings for individual days, because I wonder if today's show is going to outdo yesterday's show.
I don't know. I mean, and we just started, so I guess there's still time. Time will tell.
And I'm going to, you know, probably piss a bunch of people off.
Why?
Because I'm young, I'm black, I'm on radio, it's prime time. Yeah, they don't really like.
Who doesn't like that?
A lot of people don't like.
I don't know if you are aware of this.
Okay.
I have a very strong black audience. Like, I've consistently held. Well, you would agree, John. I'm a friend of the black man, right?
You could say that, I guess.
Yeah, like, I do well with black people. Like,
yeah, that's why I think you work well with me or Cam whenever Fred is
out. When I say that, I do well, like, with my black audience.
Got you.
I don't know that I work well with black people. Yeah. I don't know. Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, we will.
But Jerome and I work well together, but like you said, he's old.
Yeah, he's just older.
But you probably also think I'm old.
No, I relate a lot more with you.
Okay.
In a few things. With me and you have had discussions before, right?
Mm-hmm.
I relate a lot more with you on things. Jerome is just old. So he has, like, a old thinking about him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see if today's show is younger and hipper.
It shall be. The music has to be as well, John. So.
Are you telling John how to do his job?
I would never. John's been doing this, doing that way longer than I have as well. I would never tell John how to do his job.
Plus, if you get to be too needy, you're telling him too many things to do, he's not going to bring you back here.
Well, I hope he would.
Say, why the hell would I bring this guy back? I had to change up my whole music schedule for him. Who wants to deal with that?
Yeah, I usually play hip music, though.
Well, Jong's a hip guy.
Yeah, he is.
He wears skinny jeans.
That's not hip.
You're a black guy. It's not hip for black guys. Jong is a tiny Asian. That's hip for his people.
Yeah, we don't do well. Black Jong guys
Jong is the most fashion forward guy on our show.
On the show, yes, but no, I would say Raheel is up there.
Raheel is the king in the castle around here.
I would say so. He likes to wear stuff that I wouldn't touch.
Yeah, he goes too far for me.
Yeah, a little too far.
See, whenever
who's the worst dressed? Joel. Joel wears workout clothes like almost every day.
Yeah, but so do you.
I wear jeans and a t-shirt more. But I don't come in here in gym shorts.
No,
very
but
often.
I mean, when Joel needs to dress up, he does a very sharp job of
putting on suits.
He has a nice collection of suits. Yes, he does. I don't know who would be the worst dressed.
It's got to be Fred then.
I don't know.
See, when you get old, you don't really care how you dress.
Salisbury kind of goes the same way I go. Like, he's just like a jeans and t-shirt guy.
Yeah, I just saw him in the hallway. He was wearing like a regular shirt and some jeans.
But he's on TV now, so that's changed a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. Barry Warner?
Barry does come in t-shirts and shorts
every day. But sometimes he wears those, like, he'll wear a dress shirt and he'll fold the sleeves back and he's got like the paisley stuff on the inside of the sleeves. That's very hip. I don't know. Maybe it is me. Maybe I'm the worst dressed guy here. I don't know.
But I don't think it's you.
I'm not that worried about it, honestly.
Probably. I mean, you're not seen.
That's true.
You're on radio. You heard.
That's what I was trying to tell you before the show. Like, you, for some reason, you think being famous is like this great thing. It's not. It's much better. And I say this, and I believe this 100%. It is better to just be rich than rich and famous.
See, but I want to be rich and slightly famous. Because if I want to walk somewhere, if I want to get into something, I want to be able to get into something.
You got money. You can get in wherever you want if you got money.
Yeah, but people with money don't like to spend money.
Well, that's why you got to have that FU money, where if there's some place you're trying to get into, you ain't worried about the cost of that.
Everyone who's rich, if they're going somewhere, they're above that place, usually, right? So they're never going to spend the money to get inside because they're above that. Like, if I'm coming into Houston and I'm rich and I want to go to the club, I'm not paying to get inside of the club. I'm above paying getting inside of the club because I'm rich and I'm slightly famous. But if I'm just rich and no one knows me,
I'm
going to have to pay to get inside wherever I go. It does not matter.
I always look at it like this. And I'll give you a good example. And this guy, I heard this guy do an interview earlier this week, so it makes it easy for me. You know who Jimmy Iovine is, right?
Yes.
Jimmy Iovine is the guy who runs Interscope Records. He's worked with damn near everybody from, you know, going from John Lennon to Eminem.
Yeah.
There's probably about 20% of the population who, if they see that guy walk in the street, they know who he is. Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what Dr. Dre looks like.
Yes.
Dr. Dre can't go to the grocery store without someone trying to take a selfie with him. I mean, it's a GD nightmare. Dr. Dre works for Jimmy Iovine.
Yes.
Which one would you rather be?
Probably Dr. Dre still.
Why?
Because I get to get into places.
You don't think Jimmy Iovine's getting into places?
If they don't know him, no. Seriously, if they don't know who he is, no. Like, if I was running a club and
By the way, when you're rich, when you're that kind of rich, you don't want to go to the club.
You
bring the party to you.
That's just an example. I bring the party to me now. I don't even go to the club now. I do go to bars.
Because I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to have the kind of money where I don't have to go anywhere. I think the best thing, and we talked about this out there, the two brothers that Mark Zuckerberg stole Facebook from, and they got a whole big pile of money from him, that's the life I want. Like, where no one knows who you are. The only time anyone ever found out about you was from some dumb movie.
Yeah.
And you got a ton of dough.
I kind of want to be like John Legend rich and famous. No, like, you don't need no one's searching for John Legend on the internet. I don't care what John Legend life is like. We know he has a hot wife and he makes great music and he has money. And that's it. No one's searching for a scandal.
But if a scandal ever comes out, guess what? People will know about it. That's why I'm telling you. It's better if no one knows your name to even Google you.
It's the give and take. It is the give and take.
All right. We got a lot to talk about on the show today. John, did you find that John McEnroe audio?
The 700?
Yeah,
I have it.
We're going to talk about John McEnroe. And I feel bad for John McEnroe because he's taking a bunch of heat over something that I think he's pretty much right on. We'll be back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
the beast, got war and peace inside my DNA.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
ESPN 97.5, The Blitz, JT Barrett, A.J. Hoffman. Fred Fowler is on vacation at the moment. Before we get to the audio, I want to tell you that get ready to wave your fun flag at main event 4th of July. Listen all week for your chance to win $25 fun card. Valid for gameplay throughout a main event center near you. Head for fun this 4th of July. Head for main event. Eat, bowl, play.
Good job. How was that music for you? What do you think of Jong's?
Great selection. I like Kendrick Lamar.
That?
Yes.
Mitchell, what do you think of the show so far? Thumbs up or down? Mitchell gives thumbs up. Mitchell is a prospective intern for us. Mitchell's dad is the guy who got me into radio.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was like, you'll probably be good at this.
And turns out you're okay.
Turns out, like, and Mitchell's dad, like, convinced the boss to fire the old guy he was working with and gave me his job. And then, like, he moved to Dallas and left me all by myself to do my own morning show in Austin. It was insanity, but it worked out for me.
It did. Now, yeah. Wait, before we get to the – I know we got an audio clip to play. I know we have callers on the HRMP listener line. We're going to get to all of that.
Okay.
I do want to say one thing. I'm not coming after Jerome Solomon.
It felt like you were.
I know it did. And I know tomorrow he's probably going to crush me on air. And that's fine. I'm fine with that, right? But you get an old black man perspective, and now you get a young black man perspective. That's all I'm saying.
That's not all you were saying, though. You made it sound like he wasn't good at this because he's old.
I think him and Fred would fit better with each other.
Okay.
I don't know if he's good with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do you think Jerome and I do good shows together, John?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. I think.
I feel like you're going to have a lot more fun. You told me yesterday, you were like, I'm ready for the show because I want to know what your perspective is with that. And I don't think you could have asked Jerome those questions.
I could have, but I just don't think he would, like, he'd have all the answers to things, like, especially for things that I care about.
See what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Things that you care about that you want to know. You want to hear from a young black man perspective.
But also, yesterday, we had beer on the show.
I like beer.
But we're not going to have any today. Yesterday, we had a bunch of beer, so yesterday's show is almost automatically going to be more fun than today's show.
I mean, I could have stopped and got a 12-pack if you would have told me.
Well, you probably should have. That's generally, like, if I were hosting in drive time for the first time ever, that's probably what I would have done.
You guys encourage drinking beer and smoking weed a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I always wondered if David Gal does a drug test.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. I know he doesn't because you're still on the air.
We're the only show around here making this place money. You think he's going to get rid of us?
Bring in two young camper guys like me and Cal.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure both of you would pass a drug test. I'm sure that'll work out. Something happened yesterday with John McEnroe. I don't know who was interviewing him.
On NPR.
Yeah, first of all, why is John McEnroe going on NPR?
I don't know.
And they asked him some questions about Serena Williams. And it starts off, he's glowing about Serena. He thinks that, let's just play the audio. We'll play the question and the answer.
Let's talk about Serena Williams. You say she is the best female player in the world, in the book.
Best female player ever, no question.
Some wouldn't qualify it. Some would say she's the best player in the world. Why qualify it?
Oh, she's not, you mean the best player in the world, period?
Yeah, best tennis player in the world. You know, why say female player?
Well, because if she was if she played the men's circuit, she'd be like 700 in the world.
You think so?
Yeah. That doesn't mean I don't think Serena's like an incredible player. I do. But there's, you know, the reality of what would happen on a given day. Serena could beat some players, I believe, because she's so incredibly strong mentally. But if she had to just play the circuit, the men's circuit, that would be an entirely different story. So maybe at some point a women's tennis player, you know, can be better than anybody. I mean, I haven't seen it in any other sport. And I haven't seen it in tennis. And I suppose anything's possible at some stage.
Okay. Why is he taking grief for this? Why are people upset at John McEnroe about this?
A lot of people are saying that
he shouldn't have said she's the best woman to ever play tennis. He should have just said the best player. But what he said was correct. Some of it. I don't think she would be the 700th best player.
I think 700 may be a stretch.
Yeah.
But I think if he said 200, I wouldn't argue with him.
She has admitted herself that if she was to play a top male tennis player, that she would lose 6-0, 6-0, 6-0. Like,
so what's the story then?
In today's time, feminism is starting to become a lot stronger, just like anything else now, because of social media. You can't, in today's time, you cannot have an opinion without getting bashed.
She asked him a question.
She did.
He answered it in, I think, the most respectful way that he, like, not only did he answer it respectfully, like, he even said, not only is she the best female tennis player, she's the best female tennis player ever. Like, that's so he took her question, gave that praise, and then heaped more praise on top of it. And then she asks him.
In today's society, you isolate the bad. That's it. Like, that is the only thing that you're looking at. I can say so many amazing things about you right now, AJ, but if I say that you don't look all that good, that's the only thing that you're going to hear. So, for a lot of people...
Well, that would be crazy, first of all.
I mean, because...
Who would say that?
I would, probably. I don't know.
Well, all right. All right.
But that's what all people hear. So, if it's...
But it's not necessarily... It's just a... That's a reality thing.
Yeah, it is.
This is.
Nobody wants to hear reality. It has to be their way or the highway. It does not matter what organization it is, right? It doesn't matter if it's in sports, politics, religion, gender. It does not matter. It's their way or the highway. And if you say something bad about them or that specific group, then or it sounds like you're saying something bad about them or that specific group, you're getting attacked. Does not matter.
What he said is not by any stretch an attack on her.
I didn't hear that either.
It is I think a statement of fact, and I know I'm probably everyone's going to think I'm sexist, and I don't care about that. They think John McEnroe's sexist. I don't think what he said is sexist. I just think it's just realism that just because you're the best woman's tennis player, you're still not going to beat the best men's tennis player.
No.
That's not saying that, like, women can't be great at tennis, because obviously Serena's freakishly amazing at what she does. But from a physical standpoint, men and women are just different. And I looked up the – because I had no idea who it was. The reigning WNBA MVP. I can't even say her name, honestly. NECA – Ogwumike, I don't know how to say it.
I'm terrible with names, by the way. So.
She's the reigning defending WNBA MVP. I would bet a significant amount of money that she would not make an NBA roster.
No.
And would probably not make a D-League roster. And that's not to say that she's not a good basketball player. It's to say that she's a 6'2" tall power forward, and it's just a different game.
That's it.
Now, it's still basketball, so if you say she's the best basketball player in the entire world, I have a problem with that. If you say she's the best women's player in the world,
That's accurate.
Cool.
Yeah. We've seen this before, Ronda Rousey, Mayweather.
The difference is they play different sports.
Yeah.
And the truth is, and I said this on the air, if Ronda Rousey had an MMA fight with Floyd Mayweather, she would beat him. I believe that.
Yeah.
If Ronda Rousey boxed with Floyd Mayweather, it would be humiliating. Now, if Ronda Rousey, and I said this in Ronda Rousey's prime, when she was at the top of the game, when it looked like no one could ever beat her, I said, if you put her in there with the worst 135-pound man on the UFC roster, he would destroy her. And that's not to say that there aren't men fighters that she could beat. But if you get to that level where you're in the UFC and you're one of the 25 best 135-pound men in the world, you're not getting beat by a 135-pound woman. It's just not physically it's too different.
Could you beat her? You're a UFC fighter. Could you beat her?
I'm not in the UFC.
Well, you fight MMA.
I don't know if I could beat her. I mean, okay. I don't know that I could. I mean, physically, I'm so much bigger and stronger than her. It's not really because in fight sports, you go by weight class. Is Ronda Rousey more skilled than I am? Probably. But if I were good enough to be in the UFC?
No.
No. If I ever work to that point where I'm one of the best in the entire world, and if I'm fighting at basically the NFL of MMA, no, she's not going to beat me. It's there, and I doubt that there's 125-pound men in the UFC. I bet every one of them would beat Ronda Rousey too. It's just, it's a different level, and it's a different level of athleticism. It's a different level of physicality, and the same goes for tennis. I don't know who the best lady golfer is. Who's the best lady golfer, Jung? It's probably one of your people.
Yeah, probably a Korean.
Probably a Korean lady.
It's something like, isn't her last name Wee?
Maybe so. You're thinking of Michelle Wee. I don't think she ended up being that good at golf, right?
She was okay.
But she's fell off, right? She's not around anymore.
Yeah, she's not,
She was hot when Tiger was hot, right?
Yeah. Gotcha. But if you take a woman, the best woman in the world, and put her on the men's tees at a PGA event,
yeah,
she's probably finishing dead ass last in that event. It's not sexism. It's just real life. I mean, and there's, again, I think that woman set him up with that question because...
Of course she did. That's what happens.
There's no good way for him to answer that. He's either lying and saying, yeah, she'd smoke Roger Federer.
Or Andy Murray.
Yeah, or she's just... Or he's just got to say, I'm not going to go crazy. Let's not get crazy. So there was really no good way for him to answer it. I don't know what he could have done, but I don't think anybody should be upset at the dude. I don't think what he said is offensive. I don't think what he said is sexist. In fact, I agree with him completely.
What he could have said was Serena is the most accomplished tennis player of all time.
Is she?
I think so. You could probably make that argument.
Yeah. I'd have to look up who's won, is she won more majors and stuff than, Pete Sampras?
Well, I have to look that up, but I don't think anybody's won as many Grand Slams as she has.
I think she's won the most, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, good for her. Yeah. The most decorated tennis player.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fine. But, again, that doesn't make you the best in the world at something. When you say best in the world, if I say I'm the best tennis player in the world, that doesn't mean in the world besides all the dudes.
Yeah. You're talking about everyone.
All the people in the world, all the humans, and even if there's a tennis playing panda bear, you have to be better than that panda bear. You can't say you're the best in the whole wide world if you're not. And I don't think Serena is. And I never heard Serena say that she would lose to a man, but.
No, she's openly said that she did.
She's got some sense in her head then.
Yeah.
But that's all John McEnroe was saying. I'm not mad at him about it. We'll take some calls on this on the other side. I got to tell you quickly about my computer career. And if you've thought, if I could start all over again, I'd work with computers. IT guys do have it made. And I could tell you this, it's not too late. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation. It's more than a school. It's where you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in 3 to 4 months. You attend campus online or live there on campus just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And My Computer Career is helping you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
JT Barrett, AJ Hoffman. It's the Blitz, ESPN 97.5 studios here in Houston, Texas. Talking some Serena Williams. Let's go to the HRP listener line. Let's talk to Ken. He wants to talk some Serena Williams. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's
the deal? Sports, Ken.
Love the show, first of all. First time calling, long time listener.
Thank you.
I just wanted to chime in on what AJ was saying. I can 100% agree with you. I feel like what we lack is realism. Realistically speaking, there's no way she's going to be Federer, Nadal, or any one of those guys. I feel like people are always trying to bring gender in or something like that in on it. But we got to be real about it. She is the most dominant female tennis player, hands down, 100%. But to say that she is the best, I think that's a stretch. Appreciate you all taking my call, guys.
Yeah, no. I'll
finish this to the show.
You're absolutely right. And I think she might be in conversation, if not the best female athlete of all time. I mean, I'm pretty sure she's...
I wouldn't argue with it.
I'm pretty sure she's going... I mean, there's some stiff competition out there, right?
But
I'm
pretty sure... Who's the best? Who else?
I mean, Ronda at her time was amazing, okay. Right?
But, I mean, she, not nearly the longevity.
Not the longevity, no.
And she's kind of been exposed a little bit, so...
Yeah. At the height of her career, though, she probably was challenging Serena.
There was a time, and we had this discussion, I feel like, 2 years ago, before Ronda lost.
Yeah.
Who was the most dominant at their sport. And I said Ronda was the most dominant at her sport because... At the time, like, she was winning championship fights in 20 seconds. Like, it looked like no one was even on her level. And as good as Serena was, and as long as her dominance had kind of been stretched out, it's not like she was winning every match that she played or winning every Grand Slam she entered. I mean, obviously, they were both dominant, but now I don't think it's even questionable.
No.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could go – there's some, like, some track athletes you could put in that conversation, but – I don't know. I mean, at least like in major American sports, I have a hard time thinking of any athlete that's even would be on the same tier as Serena Williams at this point. And really, the next best ones are probably tennis players,
like Maria Sharapova.
Not her. I think she sucks. I think like I don't. I mean, I don't. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't watch much tennis, but I don't think anybody thinks of her as like one of the best. But I think like. Steffi Graf and Martina Navratilova.
Okay.
Like the chicks that now Serena has passed up. That's like they're considered the best girl tennis players, right?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Yeah, Steffi Graf has had 22 Grand Slams. Serena has 23.
Three. Okay.
And Serena has 5 more than Roger Federer, who has 18, and he's the most decorated men's tennis player of all time.
Let's go.
Let's go to Cole because Cole has a question for JT. Cole, go ahead. You're on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports, Cole.
Yeah, JT, just a quick question, a little bit off topic. In honor of DJ Screw Day, I was just wondering who your favorite Houston rapper is and your favorite song from them. I'll hang up. Thanks, guys.
Ooh, it's a good conversation. So I'm not originally from Houston.
Where are you from?
I'm from Dallas.
Ooh.
I am from Dallas.
Right.
Now, my favorite... Houston rapper probably is going to scare a lot of people away because it's probably Bun B.
Okay.
And that's probably because like he's probably the most famous rapper out of Houston. You have Bun. RIP Pimp C.
People forget about Scarface. I'm telling you.
I think Bun's a little bit bigger.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's, I mean, maybe to your generation,
yeah.
But Scarface's been around since I was a kid. Like, Scarface, when I was in high school, Scarface was dropping it, so I...
But Scarface is like the common, right? I mean, like, he's been around, people know him, and then Bun B is more like the Jay-Z. I'm not comparing those, right? But I'm just talking about at their height of their careers, the exposure that they get. I think that's kind of where it is.
I don't know.
Right? I think my favorite Houston song is Mo City Don.
Okay.
You know what that is?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Really?
I wonder why. How come people never call me asking me my favorite rappers?
I don't know.
That's racist.
Probably because you're white.
That seems racist.
Do they call and ask Jerome that?
No. No. But Jerome grew up in Acres Homes. He's the blackest of the black. He's like a real
true black guy. Well, yeah.
You grew up in a black neighborhood?
Yeah. I grew up in Oak Cliff.
Okay. You went to a, like your high school predominantly black?
My high school at that time, no, it wasn't predominantly black. Mm, no.
All right.
But I went to school
like
with
what
people.
Percentage would you say?
Oh, black?
Yeah.
33.
Oh, really?
Because it was like 60% Mexican.
Oh, so there was hardly any white people at your school.
Yeah, no. But we were still in the hood, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Black people and Mexicans don't get along, huh? In general.
They get along a lot more than people believe.
See, I've always thought, like, I would feel like blacks and Mexicans would be on the same page. Like, let's just hate white people.
Yeah.
But they, it turns out they hate each other more than they hate white people.
Probably because it's a gang turf, gang war. Usually that's always going on. Who's taking this turf? Who's taking this turf?
We stay out of that gang business. That's why.
Yeah. There's a few of you guys who, for some reason, love to hang with black and Latinos when it comes to drugs and things of that nature.
White people do like drugs.
White people
but
do
usually,
like drugs.
White people
buy drugs from white people.
Yeah. White people like to have drugs, but they don't like to risk getting shot or something in order to get their drugs.
So they never go to the hood to buy their drugs.
No. No way. I wouldn't do that.
I don't think I've ever seen a white person. And look, I know people who are in the business. I know a guy who was the kingpin of selling, right? Know him personally. I've never seen a white person.
Really?
Never seen a white person buy from him ever. And he was the kingpin.
I feel like if I was the kingpin of drugs, that's what I would do is I would have like a couple black guys to sell to black people. Because you wouldn't buy drugs from a white guy, would you?
No.
No. See, people want to buy drugs from their own people.
Because I would think he's laced.
Or you would feel like he was a cop.
No, I wouldn't think that.
Or an informant.
No, I just think white people are crazy when it comes to that stuff. Like,
yeah.
I feel like if you're going to try to sell me some drugs, you're trying to sell me something that's like real hard. Like, I just want to sit back, listen to Bob Marley, and smoke some weed. Now I don't smoke weed, but generally speaking, well, people my days don't listen to Bob Marley.
Yeah.
For some reason. There it is.
Yeah, we got a
we have a bunch of
calls. The lines are full. People want to talk about Serena. We'll take a bunch of calls on this on the other side. We'll bang through some. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
Gator. All the father soldiers, man, south side, east side, west side, north side. You know what I'm saying? All my partners are your dead pocket. I still feel stressed. Still gotta get some off my chest.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler. It is J.T. Barrett. It is A.J. Hoffman. ESPN 97.5 studios here in Houston, Texas.
Twitter's killing you for this.
Twitter is killing me right now. Again, I never said that Bun B was better than Scarface. He asked who my favorite was. I said Bun B. And then I also said Bun B might be known more, not just in Houston, but I'm talking worldwide, than Scarface. I'm pretty sure that is true. Like, is there a way that we could put a poll up on the ESPN 97.5 like site? I don't know, right? Can we poll and see who is more famous worldwide out of Scarface and Bun B? Because I am about 97% sure there are thousands of more people who know who Bun B is than there are people who know who Scarface is.
I think you're just young. I don't think that's true.
But the thing is, I know who Scarface is. I've listened to plenty of Scarface.
But
I listen to plenty of music. I honestly think more people. You got to remember, Bun B was on a song with Jay-Z. Everybody knows Big Pimpin', right? Like, everyone knows Big Pimpin', and Jay-Z is internationally known. People to this day still play Big Pimpin'. Don't forget what other song he was on. International Players Anthem as well, right?
Okay.
Everyone in the world knows that song as well. I'm not down in Scarface, but I'm just saying Bun B has been on more songs that has been played nationally, internationally, probably than Scarface. That's a fact.
Okay.
Okay, I put a poll up on our Degenerates 975 Twitter. So we will keep you updated.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Make sure to follow. If you don't, make sure to follow us on Twitter at DeGeneres975.
Okay.
Add us on Snapchat at ESPN975. Like us on Facebook, The Blitz 97.5.
The Ghetto Boys had that song on Office Space. I mean, let's not forget.
You want to know, do you really want to know how many black people watched Office Space?
Well, you know how many white people watched it?
Probably.
You know the best way to get famous? If you're like the best way to get really big if you're a rapper?
Is probably...
get on that white audience.
Yeah, that's true.
Who you think Jay-Z's selling albums to? Who you think... Kanye's selling albums to?
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. That is all that I'm saying. I see Chris is calling in on the HRMP listener line about Bun. I feel like this Bun B, the music conversation is a lot better than the Serena's.
We got to get back onto the Serena talk. We got a bunch of people waiting on
we
that.
We do have a bunch of people waiting for
Let's try
the
Josh. Sports, Josh.
Sports.
What's up, man?
Hey, just for anybody who thinks a female athlete can compete with a male athlete in any physical sport, I just want to remind everyone that the women's U.S. soccer team scrimmages the men's 19 and under team every year, and they get blown out by double digits. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Well, there you go. And a lot of people are still saying Mind Playing Tricks on Me is a hip-hop anthem.
Yeah, but so is International Players Anthem.
But whose song is that?
That is a song.
what I'm saying is, like, Mind Playing Tricks on Me, that's their song.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I'm not talking about, like, guest spotting on somebody else's song.
No.
And Scarface did a song with Tupac.
He did, yeah. But how many people know that song and how many people know International Players Anthem? Or how many people know that song and how many people know Big Pimpin'? In the black community, Scarface might be more known than Bun B. But I'm telling you, worldwide, Bun B is known a lot more than Scarface.
And Javier says Office Space only played Ghetto Boys. Scarface was in Ghetto Boys. That's what we're talking about, Javier.
Yes.
I'm white, and I know that.
Come on.
Let's talk to Ray. Ray, sports to you.
Hey, what's up, fellow sports?
Sports, man.
I just wanted to go ahead and, you know, further extend what y'all was talking about with Serena. Basically, I relate this to basketball, to women's basketball and men's basketball. When you see night in and night out highlight reels of people dunking and all of this, but in women's basketball, it's more of a historic thing and almost praise that it only happens like probably once every 10 years. And that's just to further exemplify that men are extremely more dominant athletically than women are. And that's just a fact. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Congratulations. You're a sexist now, just so you know. I don't know if you know that. I hope your wife and daughters weren't listening.
Let's go to Lisa. I want to hear from Lisa on this subject. Go ahead, Lisa. Sports.
Sports, guys. How you going?
It's going sports, Lisa.
Well, I just want to say for all those boneheads out there who want to comment on whether or not Serena's a better tennis player than a male tennis player, that's the stupidest thing. And this woman just baited McEnroe. Just like she baited the rest of those boneheads out there, a man is always going to be stronger than a woman. Therefore, you can't even compare them in sports.
That's right.
The other thing I wanted to say was I think it's really amazing that you all are even entertaining the idea that a woman could beat a man in any sport if they're equal.
What about bowling? She doesn't want to talk. I think bowling is the one sport where it's the field is leveled in bowling, I think, right? A woman could beat a man at bowling.
Probably. Do you know any famous bowlers?
The Big Lebowski and Ernie McCracken.
I just know I just know the guy who says, "Who do you think you are? I am."
Who's that guy? He used to be a famous bowler. He had a mustache, Jong. You remember him?
I have no idea.
I don't either. For some reason, that's a sport. It's on ESPN. If it's on ESPN, does that mean
this is how I'll find out? Let me Google famous bowler
He probably should be the first one to come up.
Mm.
How much do bowlers get paid?
I don't know.
Is that a lucrative sport? Like, golf is a very lucrative sport. Like, you can make a lot of money playing golf.
You can make millions.
In golf or in bowling?
In bowling.
Can you really?
Yeah. I think Dick Weber is the guy I was thinking of.
I think Dick Weber is the guy that I'm talking about.
Yeah. Dick Weber. Let's talk.
Do we got time for another call?
Yeah,
John?
We got time. Chris.
Sports.
Sports, Chris. What's up?
All right. I think y'all are missing a point on this whole Serena Williams thing.
Okay. Give me the point then.
Okay, because first let me start off with a question. Who's the best boxer in the world right now?
I mean, that's a discussion. I mean, I would say probably like Golovkin or Lomachenko, but I mean, Floyd Mayweather's in
okay,
that discussion.
That's fine. Now, those two guys you just named, can they beat a heavyweight?
That's what I said. This is what I said. Fight sports are different because you're it's divided up by weights.
I mean, exactly. So
yes, the heavyweight champion of the world probably beats up everybody, but it doesn't make him the best boxer.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is just because a lightweight, Golovkin can't beat a heavyweight doesn't make him not a great boxer. And when y'all are comparing Serena Williams to
But tennis isn't matched. Tennis isn't put together by weight class. It's not like the tall guys go against the short guys. It's everybody goes against everybody.
Exactly. I got you. But, well, yeah, even though it's divided by weight class, you cannot say that he's not a great boxer because he can't beat all boxers.
I mean, I'm not saying Serena's not great. That's the other thing. I'm not saying that at all. Serena is great, but she's not the best in the world because she can't beat everyone in the world.
That's simple. I mean, she can't beat everyone in the world.
That is a good point, what he's making. But like I said, I mean, fight sports, it's a totally different conversation because it's not an equal playing field.
I think fight sports, I think basketball.
And again, this woman asked, like, she basically directly, and that would be like if I said, if someone interviewed me and said, who's the best boxer in the world right now? And let's say I said Floyd Mayweather. And she said, well, does that mean you think Floyd Mayweather can beat Anthony Joshua? I would say, well, no, he's the best, you know, he's the best he's the best for his weight. And she's like, well, yeah, but what some people would say, he's the best, period. And I was like, okay, well, he can't beat that guy. I mean, that's basically what it boiled down to. But it's not to say that Serena's not great, because Serena is great. I just don't think that she, like, it's just absurd to think that she could beat Roger Federer. It's like saying, you know, whoever the world's strongest man is, I don't know what if they still do that contest. Like,
wasn't it Mark Henry at one point?
Yeah, but he never did the thing like where they pull the airplanes and they like throw bales of hay, like the strongman contest.
You know, oh, yeah. About? He did do that.
I thought he did it.
He left WWE for a while to do that, and he was actually, I don't know if he won.
I think he did. I think he was like the world's strongest man at one time.
Yeah.
Well,
he lifted a limousine at one time.
Let's say you put the world's strongest woman into that contest.
She's not doing it.
It doesn't mean she's not strong.
No.
Listen, if that chick's pulling an airplane or throwing a hay bale, she's strong, but she's not stronger than the world's strongest man. It's physics. This is nature. All right, we got a break.
I got a lot of people. I got a lot of people probably mad at me at Bun B right now.
You should. That was a stupid thing you said. all right, I got to tell you about Man Centers. First of all, let me tell you that Man Centers has opened up a second location down in Pearland. So if driving down to Houston is too much of a pain for you, good news. They got one in Pearland. They do all the same services. They've got the general male wellness services, fertility evaluations. If you've got genital pain or sexual dysfunction or prostate issues or low testosterone or you want to be evaluated for an STD, they do all that as well. Prevention is the key, though, guys. You need to get checkups before you actually start seeing symptoms. And don't let it get too bad. Don't try to tough things out. I promise you that's not the way to go. Don't walk around, I'll go to the doctor if it gets really bad. Listen, if it has something to do with your man-related stuff, go get it taken care of. That annual checkup is the best way to get it done. And if you're feeling sluggish or unmotivated, you're tired, maybe you've got low testosterone. It's a natural thing, and Man Centers can help you out with that. They're helping you regain your natural testosterone production. They're not about just giving you shots. They're focusing on enhancing your own body's natural ability to produce testosterone. That'll help with sexual performance. It'll help with athletic performance. It'll help you with stamina. It'll help you with motivation at your job. Any, whatever you need, Man Centers can do it. Man Centers is, it's like the women have OBGYNs, men have Man Centers. Go to mancenters.com. You can set up your appointment there. Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.